Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm so delighted to be back on the air once again. We took a couple of weeks off for traveling and R&R, and I'm so glad to have my co-host Shirley Carter. Shirley?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's good to be back on a day that a lot of people did not want to see coming or was not prepared for. But
well,
actually,
Shirley, I started to take another night off because I was so stressed out. I said, I see why they say that finances is the number one cause of divorce, because I was about to take my husband out.
You better leave my brother-in-law.
I said, oh, Lord, taxes. It was so stressful merging our things together. I have been single for over 20 years, and having to come together and share because our great president is insisting that if you're married, regardless if you were married before December 31st, you have to file married, not married, filing single and all of this. And I tell you, I was not prepared for this. I was used to filing, doing my own thing. But see, the party has changed. So I said, we're going to talk about taxes. The stress of it all. I know a lot of our listeners have either filed already and or on their way to the post offices to try and drop that in the mail or doing electronic filing. But then again, there are some people that would have been just like me, just chilling and say, well, I don't know, so I'll file in a couple of days or so I won't have to be stressed out. But Shirley, I had to call on you. I said, you're going to have to save me from your brother because he was about to get on my last nerve. But you know what? We balance each other because where I'm weak, he's strong. So, we have a good marriage, a good relationship, but we've been together like 3.5 years, even though we've been married since August. But today was our first altercation. I'm so glad I can laugh now. But Lord have mercy, Jesus, from the soul of a woman. And you know, he's so sweet. Every time I was like, I don't know, he said, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, I love him. Gotta
he
love
knew
him.
Who to,
I love
he
him.
He knew who to call on for his backup, and he knew he had his back now. So.
Yeah. Yes, his favorite thing is Jesus, take the wheel. So he had to take the wheel today. Oh, taxes. Now, Shirley, in all your years of, you know, doing tax in this season when it came to filing, what has been some of the things that you've come across in when it comes to tax season?
one of the things, you know, first of all, I only do certain people taxes. You know, I don't even like doing my own, but, you know, I have to. Or when I don't feel like doing it myself, I let someone else do it, and I usually end up looking at it and say, why did they do that? They were supposed to do this. So then I just take it back. But one of the things that I find is that a lot of people don't keep records, and you lose your money. You lose a lot of money by not keeping records. And some of the records that I tell people are so simple, but if you don't know what you can deduct, then you don't know to keep those records. Like if you have a home business or small business, make sure that you have a travel log. Keep up with your mileage. Keep up with your parking fees, the toll roads. If you go out to eat, keep the receipts. If you're discussing your business at all, you could be out to eat with someone and be, you know, on a phone call discussing your business, and you feel qualified for that deductible. And some people don't do such things as put their registration for their tags and everything, because those are things that we've, you know, we tend to forget. But in some states, you can deduct that. That's a deductible. It'll give you a few more dollars. You know, when you get to adding up $5 here, $6 there, $20 here, $30 there, you can get a nice little refund back from making sure that you keep track of those things. If you travel, if you stay in a hotel while you're doing business somewhere, you get to claim all of that. And depends on what type of business you have. You can even claim, like, say, some people have a small business where they have lawn care, and they need tools and equipment and things, and stuff depreciate. And even if your business is in your home, remember that, you know, you can write off some of your square footage that you're using for your office, and you figure in, you know, percentage of your utilities. There's so many different things that you can claim that a lot of people are not told about. And some places where you go and get your taxes done, they're ready to do the easy form on you. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'll just go to easy form, but then you don't get any deductibles by going to easy form. If you're willing to take the time to keep the notes and do the little logs, and now with these smartphones, you can put it in your phone. I mean, you can keep up with it that way. I mean, keep track of it. And so you can get all of your deductibles, because after this year and once this tax bill goes through, a lot of people are not really paying attention to what's happening with this president, that the reform that he's going to do, and when I say he's going to do it, he is, because he's got the House and he has the Senate. And they're pushing him to do it, too. It's going to be permanent, not like the temporary one that George Bush put into place back in 02 and 03. But this one is going to be, once it goes into place, it's going to be permanent. And a lot of people are looking at, okay, what is really going on with this? Because it's been under the radar, all the other distractions. And I say distraction, but they're serious, but they're still distraction, like the bums and meeting all the other dignitaries during this time, but all the time putting this plan together and planning on getting it pushed through before they
getting
go in
the push through, Shirley.
Getting the new tax reform pushed through before they go into recess in August. They're planning on pushing
it
through
that
by July.
Of?
What
does
that
consist of?
It consists of this. Corporations are going to get it. There's a new tax bracket. Right now we're sitting in the 7 brackets. And those 7 brackets run from 39.5% all the way down to 10%. You can fit in one of those brackets. They're moving them from 7 to 3. And those 3 brackets are going to be 23%, 25%, and 12%. So what, if you're used to paying 10% bracket, now you're going to be moved up to 12%. Meaning, like, if you're making $24,000 and you pay 10% bracket, you're going to go into a 12% bracket. And the corporations usually pay to, like, the 39% bracket. They're going to go down to 33%, and some of them are going to go down to even to 20% or 25%. A lot of the corporations are going to drop from 35% to 20%. So they're getting a 15% drop. And those that are in the lower bracket as far as income are getting a 2% rate on their taxes. And that's going to be permanent. It's not a temporary thing. And the other thing they're looking at is those corporations that have all that money offshore, overseas, and, you know, in all those different banks and stuff, trillions of dollars, they're going to be allowed to bring that money back into the United States with this new tax reform and not pay any penalties or taxes on it. So it's like tax-free money. So these things are going to push the middle class and the working poor farther down the food chain. And his whole theory is this, that it will have a trickle-down effect if he lowers the taxes on corporations and everything and allow them to bring all that money back into the United States that they have overseas, and that it's going to create, quote, jobs. We all know that's not going to happen. We know what's going to happen with that. They're going to get bigger bonuses. The same thing they did before. The trickle-down effect does not work.
Right.
Corporations end up paying themselves, the managers, the CEOs. All of them get those big bonuses and going to get that money. And then you think a corporation that has millions of dollars that are overseas and everything, when they bring that money back and they don't have to pay any penalties or any taxes on it, that's just more money in their pockets. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is do a 15% tax bracket across the board, whether you have a big corporation, whether you make $20,000 a year, it doesn't matter. He wants to do a 15%. But at least Congress is saying, no, we need to have some brackets. So he's still pushing for them, and I'm not sure if he's going to compromise with them, to do a 15% bracket across the board for everyone. A lot of people are not talking about it because we got other things that are going on that has taken our attention off of it.
And they don't really understand what it'll mean either. So that's another reason why people aren't saying anything, because, you know, if you tell corporations that they're able to bring monies, and the wealthy people that have money offshore say they're going to bring it back into the States, the first thing that small businesses think is, okay, great, we'll be able to synergize that money in the communities. But as you said, that's not how that's going to work. That's not how that's going to go. The rich will be richer and the poor will get poorer. So I do agree with you to some degree. And then look at who we have for president, someone that doesn't want to discuss his taxes, what he's paid. Matter of fact, he made a comment on the campaign trail, said that he was very smart not to pay taxes. So where does that leave
right.
us? It leaves us with a noose around our neck, because they keep giving us these tips. You know, I pulled up what are the 10 tips that we must look forward to when we're preparing our taxes and things, and they're talking about the retirement plans and the adjusting our withholdings and protecting our identities, because we have a lot of identity fraud when it comes down to tax seasons, more now than ever before, because with the internet being so open as it is, with minimal restraints, no matter how technology evolves, you find those techies that are able to go around, especially those that internationally, they know how to hack into our system and snatch identities. And utilize all our accounts and our money. So it's a lot of fraud going on. And the scholarships that are available for education and health care, you know, wanting to take away the Obamacare, the affordable health care, is another thing that I see that is just going to be devastating to this country. And a lot of people didn't realize that they have it and were fighting against their own selves. And then they felt that when President Obama left office, that so did affordable health care. So we had people on the internet saying, oh, I'm so glad that I don't have Obamacare. We have Trump's Affordable Care Act. And people were saying, that's the same program that is Obamacare. You don't just switch presidents and then turn off what's already there. There's a process. It'll be another year, maybe two, before anything switches, but it is going to change. Some changes are going to be made, but this is what we wanted. This is what the American people wanted. When I say we wanted, I say because they cried the loudest. I always give the analogy of when there was Jesus and Barabbas, and Pilate asked, you know, who do you want? And they were like, give us Barabbas. Even though Jesus had healed the sick and raised the dead, they still wanted a criminal rather than what was good. And it's the same thing as it is today. People, you know, they looking at them, we're so reality driven. We like drama. And we like drama even from the President of the United States. We turn on the news and say, what is he talking about now? Because we're drama driven, so it's a distraction to what reality is. And when we're so distracted, we lose focus of what's real and how it will affect us. How will it affect us in our homes? They think because, okay, something is happening in the White House that is not affecting Lauderhill, is not affecting Lansing. No, it affects us right here in our backyard. And if we don't get out and vote for our local communities, those commissioners, mayors, and senators, and governors in our state, and we just sit back and say, oh, we're just voting for the President of the United States and not vote for those offices here that control our state, we'll be hanging by the noose.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to consider. And this taxation day is making it even worse because we have to think about it all. What's going on in the world, plus what's going on in our taxes, because just because they don't pay taxes don't mean we don't have to. They will come after us. So you got to file
exactly.
Your taxes.
You got to file your taxes. Yes, file them and stay on top of them because you don't want to get caught up when this new tax bill come in. And, you know, a lot of people skip filing and so on and so forth, but don't get caught up into this new reform and find out that that they will be coming at people's properties and everything to pay those taxes. Because he's looking for the working poor and the middle classes people to pay for everything that he wants, including the wall and everything. A lot of this stuff is taking effect for him to keep certain things in place. And one of the things that people need to understand, too, that he's not showing his taxes because of what he may be connected to or who he may be connected to. But you don't know if this new tax reform is going to help him even more, because one of the things the president did say on his campaign trail, I don't pay taxes because I'm smart. If you want me to pay, then fix the loopholes. Well, he's not fixing the loopholes. He's widening the loopholes for corporate America. You got to remember, he has a large corporation. And if he's at a 39% or 35% tax bracket with his corporation now, and he wants to reform taxes and bring it down to 15 or 20% for it, who is it going to help? It's going to help him. This man already knows that he's not going to be in there second term. So he's putting things into place that he will be covered for the rest of his life, and so will his children and grandchildren. because they own a lot of businesses. And if he can put in a tax reform that will cover them, he's set. Watch the things that he put in place. And they're to benefit mainly him and the people that he's associated with. So we got to get out, support our people that are running, and vote. Do not wait for just election time for a president to vote. Vote in off season, as I call it. You got to vote. And to start with your local
Absolutely.
Politician and your state.
Absolutely. We're talking about taxes, taxes, taxes. Anyone that wants to chime in, press 1, and we will bring you into the conversations. We're talking about this new global economy that we're in at the present time and what's going on here around this tax season. If you have any tips for anyone that you want to chime in on, just press 1, and I will put you in queue. One of the things that they were saying about 401ks is that if you're working on a job and they have one, that they recommend that you pay the highest amount that you can for your 401k. Now, I'm not familiar with how the 401k works altogether, because I know that once you have a 401k, there are penalties if you pull it out prematurely. I think you can pull it out if you're buying property or something, you know, or have an emergency situation that benefits the government, then they will give you some lenience. I may be wrong about that, but that was my take on it by talking to different investors as it relates to the 401k versus having a savings account and CDs. We've had individuals on the show come and talk about that. I wasn't able to get anyone on because they're busy, because today is the final day for filing taxes. But if anyone has any information and can shed some light on that, feel welcome to do that. Just press 1 and I will put you in queue. Shirley, you have any comments regarding that?
One of the things, about a 401k, when you sign up for those and you set a certain percentage to come out of your check to go into them, or your payroll, you know, whichever you want to refer it to. That money, some employers match. Some have match funding where they put money into your account too. But mostly with that funding, if you withdraw, you know, even though it's, quote, your money, there is a penalty for early withdrawals out of that account
mm-hmm.
until you get a certain age.
Right.
Age of retirement or whatever you may want to do with it. But even at some point, in given point in time, some will not allow you, if it's over $10,000, to remove it. And that's why you would have to really look into it as far as, what are the penalties? What are the guidelines? If you ever get in an emergency and say you got $100,000 in there, and or you depart from the job and you decide that I want to make my withdrawal and you want to take the money out, that company can penalize you. Even if you didn't, even if they put all the money in there, or you put money in there with them, they can penalize you.
Yeah, because even if you put, right, Shirley, you can put your own money in there and they will penalize you. But just for example, if you have $10,000, you want to withdraw $10,000, you'll probably get about $6,500. And then at the end of the year, when you file your taxes, you pay again.
Yes, you do. You have to pay taxes on that money. And then plus they get the penalty. And a lot of them will not allow you, if you departed from the company, if you have not, say, example, if you should die and you got children, grandchildren, you want to get your funds, if you have not started receiving a monthly payment out of that account, even your beneficiary will not be able to pull all of that money out. They will get penalized because you have not started receiving a monthly payment from it, as far as drawing down on it, as far as like your retirement funds. Because I've known people to retire and everything from the company, or and then decided, okay, I want to get some of the money, and was denied it, and so decided to let the money just stay there, got sick, end up dying, and then left their children as a beneficiary. And then when the children tried to claim the money, the company took 35% of the cash.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because the person had not started drawing, even though they had physically retired, but they had not started drawing a monthly check off their account. Had they been drawing a monthly check off their account, then the children would have been able to get 100% of whatever was left in the account. So those are things that I tell people, get your good financial portfolio together and look at what type of what's the best investment for you. Because you can roll your IRA into other accounts other than the one where your employer is at. And then that way, check out from the different ones that you want to transfer it to when you separate from that job, what is the best for me? Do I want to leave it with the company that the job has? Because remember, your employer has what they call group plans. So the more people they can put under one umbrella, the less money that that company will charge them to manage that portfolio. So you have to really consider that when you leave there. Okay, do I want to stay under this group plan? And if I leave them, what is it going to cost? Or do I need to get me a financial advisor and move my money into something safer or where I have access to it better? So all of those things you have to think about. Because if you don't pull it out yourself, you can transfer no penalty. But if you pull it out personally and say, write me a check, then that's different. But you can transfer from one financial institution to another.
Well, I see why my grandmother and them like keeping it under their mattress. Because when it was under there, they didn't owe nobody nothing. They could go in there and take out $100,000, $2,000, and didn't have to pay anybody a dime. And really, I think that's the better way to do it, because if you put it into it, they encourage you to put it in a 401, and then, but yet, you'll pay double in most cases, or not even see it if you die. You won't have the luxury of enjoying all the money you stash. So I see why grandmother kept it in her mattress.
And then one of the things you look at, if you keep it in the bank doesn't pay a lot of interest on your money. But the bank uses your
cash.
Yeah,
but at least you won't be taxed
to make
double,
their investment.
Though.
No, you won't.
But they won't. But
you won't
have to pay,
at all.
Pay a penalty if you come and get it out.
No, you won't. Not at all. That bank. But a lot of people don't know this, though. It's only insured up to a certain amount. So, a lot of people, if you don't know the fact, you need to find out what your bank, I think the FDIC is insured up to $300,000. So if you got more money than that in the bank, it's not insured. You're not covered.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
better get a second bank. And in other words, don't put all your money into Bank of America and you got $500,000 in there. Guess what? You only insured up to, I think the amount is $300,000. The other $200,000 is not insured. So if anything, God forbid, something should happen. And there have been banks that are going bankrupt, and people lost everything.
Right.
So
bellied up.
I learned that over the years, yeah, they bellied up, or they got bought out by someone else, you know, another bank. So learn what you know, what's insured, what that means, to have your accounts there and how much of it is covered. So you know, and that's what I recommend to people, to do that. And if you had to open up a credit union account and open up one on here, you want your money to be covered. So, and that's why I say get a good financial advisor and set a portfolio up to see what's the best way to manage my money. And, you know, there's stock, there's safe stock. And then there's high risk stock. There's all sorts of things you can build your portfolio. Don't put all, and basically what I'm saying is don't put all your eggs in one basket. Because if that basket drops and breaks, everything is gone.
That's absolutely correct. And in this dispensation we're living in, we have to have multiple places to invest our money, to stash our money, because we don't know what's coming down the pipe. America is more than likely going back to war, and our dollars are going to be drying up real quick. So, you know, we have to think about, you know, that nest egg. What does that nest egg look like? What does your investments look like? What can you not afford in order to survive this next dispensation that we're going to go through? We got to start being wise as it comes to our spending and our lending. And buying bigger homes and stuff that we really don't need. You know, we're at a stage in our life, Shirley, where we should be downsizing, not upgrading, because, you know, what we got, our kids are gone. I was talking to a elderly lady the other day. She's in her 70s. She's like 76. And she has a three-bedroom home. And she saw that they were building some homes across from where she was. And she was like, "Oh, Valerie, I think I'm going to buy me a house. The house is looking nice over there. I think I'm going to get it." I said, "Why?" She says, "Just to buy another house and move. I'll put mine on the market and I'll get another house." And I said, "Why?" I said, "You just told me that you don't have anyone to leave your money to," because she had two sons and they both passed. She doesn't. Her brother passed away. She has a sister in London. So I'm like, why would you do that? And I said, "You're just one person and you're hardly ever home. Why would you spend and buy a three-bedroom?" She was like, "Well, I have the money. May as well spend it on something. Even if I'm in it for a little while, it's okay." I said, "And then I'll just go to the state." She was like, "Yeah." You know, so there's a lot of seniors like that. They don't have anyone to invest money in or leave their money to. So they just do whatever because they can.
Right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, we got to have a plan for the resources that we do have, because life is ever changing. You know, if you wind up being sick and have to go into the hospital, do you have enough medical insurance to cover you, to do everything that needs to be done to sustain your life? Because, you know, when you run out of money with your insurance and you don't have anything on the bank, the resources they give you are going to be limited, because hospitals and doctor's offices are cash cows. You go to the doctor's office and they're constantly giving you prescriptions you don't need, but that's how they make their money. So we got to be watchful with all things. And I know, Shirley, you was talking about an incident where you went to get a prescription and they changed your prescription for what you normally get because they wanted to experiment with something else and almost cost you your life. So we got to be careful about what we're doing and what people are forcing on us, not knowing, and us not knowing, but trusting their word.
Right. I mean, and the thing about it is that they want to use these different pharmaceutical companies and things, and a lot of people don't realize that the doctors, and when they prescribe you certain medication from a certain company, they are getting a kickback. It is, you know, and it's legal. they are getting a kickback. But in the meantime, it is your life that's hanging in the wings because they're testing this, you know, trying, oh, you should be able to take this one. What's a generic? I don't take generic. Well, you know, your insurance is not going to cover it, and I have to give it to you. And so the insurance company is trying to cut their costs too. You know, anytime you got a patient like myself who has a medication that costs about $1,300 a month, and they're looking at, you know, she's costing us a lot of money. So how can we shave some of this off and let's give it this generic one? It's supposed to be just as good, but I'm one of those people, my body won't accept it. And it caused mm-hmm. me to, my lupus to flare up. And it flared up quick. And because of that, I was in a tailspin, and quick and fast. And I had to take it in control, under control myself, being that I'm a person that reads a lot. And I called the pharmaceutical company that makes the name brand. And they set me up on a program that they have where now I get my medication, no charge. It doesn't even go through the insurance company. And that's something I found out. The federal government pays or they have some type of funding that they have that covers that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, so I was able to get back on my regular medicine and not even be bothered with the insurance company for it. I don't even go to the pharmacy to get it. It's delivered directly to my home.
It's amazing how much stuff is really out there that we, the public, don't know about. The only ones
mm-hmm.
that know about it are the ones that have resources because it was set up for them.
Right.
Not for us. It was set up for them. So it is amazing. And then when we uncover certain things that's going on, and then they look like, how did you find out about this? You know,
right.
they're baffled at the fact that we know about this. How did this happen?
And it's so funny you said that because that's exactly what my doctor said to me. How did you find out about that? Research. And I looked right at her and said that, research.
Yeah, there is so many resources on the internet now. I mean, anything you want to know, you just ask Google.
You can
tell you everything you want to know.
Google is my friend.
We'll tell you everything and anything you want to know. But, you know, as I said, this is tax day and people are trying to finish up with their taxes and get things in order, and tomorrow's another day. And so glad for those of you that aren't like me and want to straggle and wait until the last minute to file the taxes. But thank God I have a king that says, no, we're going to do things in order. So, Shirley, we're going to have a short show tonight. So if you have any closing comments, tips for those that are still in the process, you can share it with the audience, please.
I just want to say to everyone, this day shall pass. And as far as your taxes go, you know, and I tell everyone this, if you are 85% sure or 75% sure that you're not going to owe taxes, don't stress over meeting the deadline today. Don't stress over it. The deadline, and that's something they don't really say to people, the deadline is primary for people that owe taxes. That you have to get that done. But if you do not owe taxes and you know you're going to get a refund, relax. Don't sweat. Get them done tomorrow, next week, you're good. So there's no penalty if you're going to get a refund. They're not going to take part of your refund. They're not going to penalize you for it. They just want those people that owe taxes to get theirs in tonight by midnight. And it has to be postmarked. So I just want to leave you with that. And remember, start keeping track of your spending for your deductibles, because after this year, there's going to be very little deductibles available to us.
Very little. I have, I'm going to take one call, Shirley, before we end tonight. Call a 4675.
Okay.
4675, you're live.
Hi, this is Terry. I really enjoyed the, I've been enjoying the conversation, and I just wanted to add some pointers. One thing that Shirley, that you mentioned about if you don't owe taxes, you don't have to worry about filing your return right away. But I just wanted to add that you have 3 years from the due date of the return to file it to get your refund. Otherwise, you will lose it.
That's correct.
Okay. And one more thing I wanted to add, too, to let people know that if you have issues with the Internal Revenue Service and you haven't been able to get them resolved, each state has a local taxpayer advocate's office, and they will help you navigate through the system, but you have to show that you try to get it resolved through the Internal Revenue Service. And you can go to irs.gov and look for the taxpayer advocate, and there'll be a list of all of the locations, the names and telephone numbers of every taxpayer advocate in the United States. Florida has two. North Florida.
Well, that is some awesome information. You have any more tips? Don't listen to me, because like I said, I was going to chill out with taxes until my king was like, no, we got to do this today.
Well, there was one more tip that I wanted to discuss, and that was with identity theft, because Florida is number one with identity theft, and Georgia is high up there, and so is Baltimore. And so just want to let people know that it's not just people hacking into systems, but the majority of identity theft occurs around in your neighborhood. You let people come into your house, and you have your paperwork spread out. Someone can look at your, if they see your Social Security number, they'll grab it. And if you go into doctor's offices and you're giving your Social Security number, or if you're just going, if you're out and you don't have your paperwork put away, people can steal your information. So you have to be careful about how you have it out in the public in your home when you have workers coming in, or if you're out in public, don't share it. And I always advise people not to carry your Social Security card with you unless you need it. And you usually don't need it unless you're going to the Social Security office or you're going to file your return. If you're walking into an office to file your return, and you have to show proof. If you're going to any tax preparer, they have to have your Social Security number as proof. But otherwise, do not carry it in your purse, because if your wallet or your purse is stolen, they have that information, and that's very valuable. So that's all they need is your Social Security number.
That is so true.
I tell you, I have the best listening audience in the world. Whatever you need, you just ask Google and my listening audience.
Okay, well, that's it for me. Thank you, ladies, for allowing me to contribute.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Really appreciate that. And also, we have an event coming up. Arise by VNP is sponsoring an event. It is going to be June 24th in Fort Lauderdale. Les Brown is doing a one-day intensive
How to Tell Your Story. If you want more information about that, you can call 954-724-0900 or visit my site, eventsbyarise.com, and you can get further information and register from there. So remember, June 24th, Les Brown is doing a one-day intensive, and we have some special guests. We have Lawrence Taylor that's going to be there at the event, along with Ona Brown and Randall Hill, who's another NFL player. So How to Tell Your Story, a one-day intensive with Les Brown, 954-724-0900 to register. And also the call if you want a discount where there's going to be two or three people coming with your group. So, again, thank you for tuning in and joining us for another Hot Topics from the Soul. Look forward to you next Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. where we will have some another phenomenal guest joining us and sharing with us and empowering us for next level greatness. Thank you so much, Shirley.
Thank you.
And blessings to you. Thank you so much for helping us out today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Much love to you. Good night and God bless.
Okay. Good night. God bless.